For the first time in 7 years, someone without the last name CV has won the Iditarod. 31-year-old Norwegian musher Jor Lisem Olsom reached Nome at 3 this morning with 8 dogs. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, Olsom was part of an ultra-competitive 3-way race along a trail many say was exceptionally brutal this year.
Even in the wee hours of a cold night, the raucous, dense crowd stretched for blocks down Front Street to greet Olsom. It was the first time since John Baker's 2011 victory that someone other than Mitch or Dallas Seavey appeared triumphantly in the race chute, and the only foreign-born champion since 2005, when fellow Norwegian Robert Sorley won the race. Olsom took the lead Monday morning, when a ground storm between Shaq Tulik and Koyuk caused frontrunner Nicholas Batie to veer off the trail, opening a window for Olsom to pass on the way up the notoriously fickle Bering Sea coast. The move gave Olsom a time advantage of just a few hours, but he was able to maintain that for the remainder of the race, even as Petit vied to overtake him.
When I left Koyuk, he was sleeping or pretending to be sleeping, so I had no idea he was coming out right behind me there.
This year's trail was harsh, and at times it seemed like bad weather was following the front of the pack, dropping snow and wind to constantly impede their progress. Olsom says even when harsh conditions would relent in one area, new ones would emerge along the next stretch.
It was a slow trail, a soft trail, we had wind, and it was just every leg was more challenging than the other leg.
Olsom's rise to Iditarod champion has been swift ever since his rookie run in 2013, never placing lower than 7th in the world's premier sled dog race. His victory brings $50,000 and a new truck, on top of other prizes he won along the way. This year's race for first was tight. Petit made a critical error that ultimately cost him the race. He arrived in Nome just over 2 hours behind Olsom, with a bigger, faster team. But he says in the stretch heading toward Koyuk, he grew hopelessly lost in whiteout conditions.
I looked to the west a little bit, didn't see anything, went east. I got to the place on the GPS that says there's a trail, but I did loops and there's no trail where there's a trail on the GPS. So then I turned him around, G'd him around, potted him around, and went back where the same direction I came from, just still looking for a trail.
Petit gained a critical edge midway through the race when he took his 8-hour rest early along the Yukon after pushing through a long run to Anvik. The move came before his two main rivals learned the Eagle Island checkpoint would be unavailable, forcing many mushers to haul additional supplies on one of the longest, harshest stretches of the trail. One of those rivals was defending champion Mitch Seavey, who says the relatively warm weather and thick snow made an impact on his team's performance.
It's a regular Alaskan trail, Alaskan winter, so yeah, the deep snow was different and completely different than what we trained for, so we had a lot of fun with it. The dogs are exceptionally tough, but some of these guys I don't think have ever seen snow that deep. So it was different, a little harder work, harder pulling.
Fourth into Nome was Ray Reddington Jr., followed by Bethel's Pete Kaiser and Antioch's Richie Deal. Rookie Jesse Holmes arrived 7th. Mushers will continue arriving into town over the days ahead until the Iditarod banquet on Sunday. On the Iditarod Trail in Nome, Alaska, I'm Zachariah Hughes.